Nandito po tayo sa Dovetail Social sa Highgate Hill near the Brisbane CBD, about 5 kilometers from Brisbane CBD, with the 2021 Multicultural Entrepreneur of the Year, Rejoice Thompson. Thank you so much for having us here sa Dovetail.
Thank you so much, Celeste, and thanks for having me.
The recent Lord Mayor's Multicultural Business Awards is quite a major honor. And it is the only one in Australia that gives recognition to enterprises that have been founded and started by people of migrant backgrounds. Really, how does it feel to be given the title of Entrepreneur of the Year?
It's really an amazing feeling. I still have to pinch myself. I did not expect, you know, to be shortlisted after I was nominated for the award by our Consul General, Margaret Gromit of the Philippine Consulate of Brisbane. And I'm just truly, truly grateful that after all these years, you know, we get to be recognized for the hard work that we have done. And yeah, I'm just really, really happy.
Were you able to celebrate with your family? I imagine there's cake involved.
Actually, it's funny because we've been so busy after that, and we're also in the process of moving house. What I can tell you, though, is that I actually celebrated the next day having dinuguan and rice for breakfast the next day. It was just really so comforting to me. That was like a celebration.
When did you and Adam and your family realized that the business has truly taken off?
I think it was on our fourth year. The first location, we opened it in 2014. So around its fourth year, that's when we have also expanded our food menu. That's when also I started introducing more of my culture, putting a lot of Filipino influences on our food menu and desserts. And then I was really surprised how well it was received. And that's when we realized that, you know, we really need a bigger baking space.
A lot of people underestimate, no, na hindi ganun actually kadali, which is why I'm truly in awe and very impressed with people na nagsistick talaga sa hospitality business, because it's not easy. You said it yourself. Ano ba yung mga business decisions na you had to make? At ano yung mga decision na ginawa mo sa tingin mo hindi mo na uulitin?
I think yung sa mga decision na hindi ko na dapat uulitin, I'm quite impulsive. Really, seriously. So my husband, he's sort of like the one who pull the reins sometimes, because I am just so full of ideas all the time. Sometimes too much that I don't know which one to go first, you know, which idea to actually
pursue.
Yes. You know, I've learned to, you know, write down all my ideas and then just plan more properly, you know. Sa negosyo, this second time around, we really did a business plan. That's something that people fail to do, because with the first one, we thought that Adam being able to work in a cafe for 6 months is enough already, and him doing his roasting course at the same time. So I was like a demonstrator chef for like nearly 4 years with them. So I thought that was enough as well. It's more like we've got the skills, you know, we've got the drive. We thought that was enough. But no, it's like when we started working in the business, it was really like baptism of fire. So, and because I have plans of expanding the business, so I decided to go back to school and learn more about baking, the commercial side of baking. So, yes, so I actually finished 2 self-improvement courses. It's the Jan Maxwell courses. So I took up the Invaluable Laws of Growth and the Laws of Leadership. Here's the thing, you should never stop learning. Even if you think you're so good at your skill, there's always a skill to learn.
You came here armed with an experience in pharmaceuticals. You didn't know exactly what you were going to do. But, you know, you stumbled upon an inspiration to open a cafe. But how did you start here in Australia?
University days, I kid you not, I have a visual board. I remember it. There was like a fashion store and there was a cafe there. Obviously, I really wanted to open my own cafe one day, but I don't know how to cook or bake when I left the Philippines. But we had a few restaurants back home. My dad really, really loved to cook. So I came from a family who loves to cook. And then I really wanted to get into a similar role in the pharmaceutical industry here. But I found that not having local experience was the challenge. And then I met my husband, Adam, and he has celiac disease. And there's no cure for celiac disease except to be on a gluten-free diet. And I want him to experience Filipino food and enjoy what I eat. I had to start learning how to cook for him. Little did I know that this will open up opportunities for us for our business one day. We don't know where we're going to get the capital. But would you believe, about 2012 or 2013, he was offered a redundancy. And then we just looked at each other and we said, that's it. We're opening a cafe.
That's quite a story, quite a trajectory, really. Dun sa mga nagnanais na mag-invest sa mga gamit sa cafe, ano sa tingin mo yung mga bagay na ino-overvalue natin? Na parang, ano yung mga maybe top three things na you can live without in the cafe?
Invest on the equipment. Before, we thought, okay na tong oven na to, ganyan. But it really depends what your plan is. So the plan for this second space is to really expand the baking side. Second would be the coffee machine, because we have established ourselves as, you know, very serious in terms of specialty coffee. Get a good accountant. When you have someone looking after that, that's one less thing for you to do. The second thing is location. Actually, if you're going to have a cafe or restaurant, a good indication of seats would be at least 40 seats and above.
If you were to give one super important advice, or if you were to highlight one thing in the business, in operating a business, starting a business, ano ba yung bagay na na-undervalue ng mga tao, na-underestimate nila?
Create a business plan. And then you need to have passion. That's the fourth. The type of passion that would make you last in this business, hospitality business, is the sort of passion wherein you cannot sleep. You know, sometimes people, they just dream of doing things. And don't get stuck on dreaming.
Speaking of undervalue, you said in your speech that you get so consumed and absorbed in all the operations of the business that you tend to undervalue yourself. After this, do you think you're still ever going to undervalue yourself being the 2021 Entrepreneur of the Year?
It was just an honor to be nominated by our Consul General, really. And for someone to recognize your business and your skill. And then to win the award, I think that's sufficient enough to say that we have done the hard work. It's not finished. We will continue to improve. Success doesn't stop with awards. Success is an ongoing work. That's it for me. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Very wise and inspiring words. Thank you so much, Rejoice Thompson, and congratulations again.
Thank you so much.